Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim Horenberg is joining us live. He's the Town of Newfane supervisor. We're talking about the situation on Lake Ontario with the rising waters, and Olcott Beach is closed for the season. Tim, a lot of people who don't live there, when they heard that Olcott Beach was closed for the season, said, wow, it must be really bad. What is the situation there, and did you really have no choice but to close the beach?
We really had no choice. The water level now is mirroring the 2017 levels. Our beach is basically underwater as we speak, and we looked at the long-term forecast and what's happening now, and we had to make that decision because even right now the long-term forecast looks like the water's going to rise to mid to late June, and then it's going to be a slow decline. And the other thing we had to take into consideration was, you know, we have 9 lifeguards that are employed by us that we had to give them time enough to look for other summer jobs, which really is a bummer for them.
You're making this decision. Also, you know, whether it's the sandbags or some of the other things that you're doing, maybe earlier than you did before or did in 2017. How much are you hoping that helps mitigate some of the problems that you faced back then that you hope not to face now?
Oh, I think we're going to be a lot further ahead right now because we know what happened in 2017. We know where our weak points are, and we know where our strong points are. So we're all prepared in them weak points to hopefully take on anything that may come here in the next few weeks.
You mentioned before the long-term forecast. Has this forecast been pretty much spot on since early spring?
Well, they originally started saying, you know, it wouldn't be as bad as 2017, and they keep adjusting that, and now they say we're going to exceed the levels in 2017. So we just take it day by day and see what happens.
What sort of damage have you seen already, and what might you or other residents be expecting?
We have 2 low areas here in Olcott that we're concerned about, the yacht club on one side and the boat companies on the other, and a lot of their docks, most of all of their docks are underwater now and they're unusable for the season. We have kept the damage to the minimum as of now because we were prepared. We started setting up early for what might happen, and it looks like is happening. So I think we're set up pretty well now. We have area sandbag. We have that, what they call that, aquadam, set up in certain locations. That's helping immensely.
The aquadam, that wasn't something that was available to you in 2017, was it?
Not till later in 2017, and by that time we were already having severe damage.
What sort of repair work that was done at the end of 2017, after that whole flooding situation was over, is already in jeopardy of being totally undone?
Well, the beach is number one. You know, we spent a lot of money repairing our access road that goes to the beach, and plus the beach itself. So it was $40,000 in that area that we spent fixing that. And right now, so far, the wave action, we've had been fortunate with the southerly breezes that push the water offshore for us. Today, they're supposed to start changing out of the northwest. Any type of north wind is going to have a detrimental effect on us. And our federal pier, which I'm sitting here looking at now, is pretty much underwater. So it's just isn't going to take much to cause us flooding. But I think the fire departments and our public works departments, I think we're ready for whatever might come in. Our pumps are all set up. They're ready to go. The sad part is the people on the high bluffs that did a lot of repair work in 2017 to protect against the erosion. they may be in jeopardy, and the sad part is there isn't much they can do about it.
Is the state pledging to help you out? Did the governor offer anything to you yesterday?
Absolutely. The governor has been great with us. Everything we've asked for, we've gotten, and it's all staged right here in Alcott and Newfane for everything that we need. We have plenty of sandbags. The only thing we're waiting for now is we need a little more Aquadam. And by the governor's declaration, emergency declaration yesterday, it's going to allow them to purchase some of that stuff that they need without going through the bidding process and taking a whole bunch of time that they can get it immediately.
You know, all of the things you just mentioned a couple minutes ago about things that have been undone, you know, repair work you've made after 2017 that's has been ruined or you're expecting to be ruined all over again. What is that going to make this time, this year's cleanup look like? Are you going to be more hesitant to make some of these repairs? How are you going to survive on Olcott Beach going forward, knowing that this could, in fact, be like the new normal?
I think we should have to maybe look at ways to protect that beach. You know, it's not a large beach, but it's one of the only ones in Niagara County that's open to the public with lifeguards. And so we're looking at maybe some ways to protect that beach and some alternate ways to run things. Hopefully we can find a way.
What about a tourism hit? I mean, Olcott Beach is a destination for a lot of people. What are you expecting this year?
That's the one thing that we're really promoting. Is the only thing that's closed in Olcott right now is the beach. You know, it's affecting the marinas for sure. But as far as the businesses and the park, and we have an alternative, the Splash Park, which is right close by to the beach. So people come and they want to take their kids someplace. The Splash Park is available, but all the businesses are open and welcoming people. So the only thing that's closed is the beach itself right now.
All right. And, you know, on the marinas, I know you said the docks are underwater, but are boaters still able to come in and out?
Our docks at our town marina are floating docks. We're having to build up the access to them because they're going underwater. And the only other concern that we have is, you know, our electrical that goes off to the floating docks in the water. We only have so much slack in those lines. And if we start exceeding that 2017 level, we're going to have to find a way to disconnect that power or reconnect it in a different manner.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck going forward and hoping that you can mitigate any of these flooding issues that will arise soon. And we're hearing as soon as possibly the end of the week. That's Timothy Horenberg, the Newfane Town Supervisor.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.